You're listening to SBS News.
Policymakers are being urged to revise their strategies to ensure millions around the globe gain adequate access to food. Currently, more than 800 million people in the world remain hungry, while many more are malnourished. Hunger is increasing, and advocates say the disastrous effects of climate change are amplifying the issue. Sustainable Population Australia's Michael Baylis says climate change is reducing not just the quantity, but the quality of food.
There's just going to be an ongoing challenge to feed an increasing growing population with less reliable soil and growing conditions. Soils become more exploited. The quality of the, you know, topsoil becomes depleted of essential nutrients. That follows through into the quality of the food and fruit and vegetables themselves. They just contain less nutrients.
Unreliable and extreme weather patterns caused by climate change are already harming production of nutritious food around the world. Megan Williams, Senior Humanitarian Policy Advisor for World Vision Australia, says parts of Southern Africa are being particularly affected.
And we're already seeing the impact that climate change is having on food security around the world. And over recent years, we've seen recurrent droughts, floods and cyclones impact this region and these countries in various ways. But this has led to an growth in hunger and really significantly impacted livelihoods across the region.
There are approximately 9 million people already affected and in need of humanitarian assistance, and Megan Williams says as these regions head into their less productive season, that number is likely to grow. While World Vision provides immediate life-saving assistance, Ms. Williams says helping communities build resilience is paramount.
We do a lot of work helping communities to manage their natural resources, to protect their environments, and doing that helps improve soil health, it helps reduce soil erosion, it can improve crop productivity, and it also helps sequester carbon.
Population growth poses another risk to food security. Sustainable Population Australia's Michael Baylis says reversing and slowing population growth is vital to ensuring food supplies can be distributed worldwide. The group is calling for an increase in foreign aid, particularly for family planning.
On a global level, it's about empowering women and girls, essentially. So research has found that once women and girls are empowered, have access to family planning of their choice and have autonomy to decide the size of their families, across the board, fertility rate goes down.
Megan Williams agrees.
Empowering girls empowers communities and helps to address some of these challenges and gives women and girls a greater sense of agency over their own future choices.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.